book. I think it's important information. Obama, the Postmodern Coup, available at InfoWars.com. This book is now sold out. One of the few places you can get it. They're doing another reprint right now. But we have a couple hundred of them right now in my bookstore, right here in the room next to me. Online bookstore, InfoWars.com. Get it today. Obama, the Postmodern Coup, Webster, Griffin, Tarpley. While you're at it, get Truth Rising, my new 9/11 film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Hey, Tarpley, have you seen my new film, Endgame, yet?
I'm afraid I haven't. I've been just doing Obama, wall-to-wall Obama. Let me tell you one thing, though, Alex. In Amsterdam, I was just in Amsterdam, Holland, last Tuesday to give a talk in the series. They had their Docs at the Docs. They have it every couple of months. They'd had Cynthia McKinney. They'd had a few others, and eventually they got to me. The main anti-Bilderberg publisher in the Netherlands is a guy called René van Praag, P-R-A-A-G. And he gave me an idea that I wanted to share with you, that you should write a book. In addition to everything else you've done, you should somehow boil down your approach to things into a book, and he would be interested in looking into it with you. He's put out a tremendous thing. It's a comic book called Agent Orange. It's an attack on Prince Bernard, the founder of the Bilderberger Group, showing Bernard as an SA stormtrooper and otherwise, you know, Nazi, back in the 1920s and 30s. So the guy's got some pretty good things going in his publishing house. So maybe you need to get into the book dimension in addition to everything else.
I did put Descent into Tyranny out, and we are working on a book right now. 1984 to 1776 is the name of it, and it's basically an overview of everything we do and what our philosophy is. That's a good idea. Let's cover any other issues you think are important, Webster, before we take calls.
Just one more, just so people can keep on top of it. The face of false flag terrorism in the future, right? Again, I don't think it's going to be Islamic fundamentalist anymore. The only place they use Islamic fundamentalism now is to invade northwest Pakistan. But let me just tick off a bunch of faces, and then you can put together a composite of the next false flag. One of the reasons the ruling elite wants Obama is they think with Obama you could do false flag again, because Obama could say it, and then they would believe it. Whereas if McCain or Hillary said it, they wouldn't believe it. And that was in the Atlantic Monthly from Andrew Sullivan. The new face, the Unabomber, right? Ecological terrorism, Earth First, this kind of stuff. Secondly, the guy that I just mentioned, Ilyas Akhmadov, as a figure for Chechen terrorism. And, of course, it's not just Chechen terrorism against the Russians, but it's every little group, the Basques, the Kurds, it's every group that wants dignity. This is Brzezinski's slogan, is that everybody deserves a mini-state or a micro-state according to their own personal characteristics. And that, of course, means the balkanization of the world so that J.P. Morgan Chase and ExxonMobil can run wild.
That's the Roman management system.
Yes. And again, the Bernard Lewis plan, of course, just balkanization, right? Divide and conquer. Kazmierczak, remember him, the Northern Illinois shooter, the guy who was a student who had left-wing social concerns. He was concerned about social justice. And, of course, Cho, right, the shooter at Virginia Tech, a psychotic student, but, of course, look at him. He looks like he's Chinese. He's Korean, but close enough. He's not a Manchurian shooter. He's a Korean shooter right next door. So a Chinese who's crazy and who's shooting. Another one. Litvinenko of the KGB, remember him, the radiological terrorism case in London. So a Russian with nuclear terrorism. And then finally this FARC, right, the Betancourt. They did the whole media circus around this guerrilla movement supported to some degree by Venezuela, or at least verbally, that operates inside Colombia. The goal there is typical Brzezinski. When a neocon looks at Venezuela, the neocon says, bomb them right away, invade them. Brzezinski says, you can't do that. You're too weak. You're too bankrupt. You're too isolated. Don't do it.
All right, Webster, we're going to take this break, come back with you in the final segment, and take phone calls. Everybody stay with us. We're interviewing the author of Obama, the Postmodern Coup, Webster Griffin Tarpley. Get the book at InfoWars.com right now.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero. And we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film. It finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Final segment with Webster Griffin Tarpley. I did find his Canada speech very interesting, to say the least. It's you just type into Google V911truth.org and watch it. It's very interesting. I'm watching some clips during the breaks, but I did identify and find that. But I can understand his fears and looking for the establishment, trying to find some popular movement to hijack, but that certainly wasn't Ron Paul. That certainly wasn't what we saw there, and that was clear to me. And I think he's been very, very healthy for the planet and for people out there to think and understand the Federal Reserve is not their friend, the inflation tax, everything that's happening. I want to go to Peggy Lynn, Don, Nina, and others here in a moment, Webster, in the 15 minutes or so we have left, the 14 minutes we have left with you. In closing, what do you think is going to happen with the economy? What are the bankers that own the planet planning to do with that? We know it's a carbon tax paid directly to them and some other things, but I want Webster Tarpley's take on that.
Well, the Obama program, as he suggested in that no SUVs, no eating as much as you want, no setting the temperature where you want, is going to be extreme austerity, but with left cover. For the polar bears, to save the planet, global warming, this entire demagogic package of Al Gore and Prince Charles. So he'll be demanding global austerity for global warming.
By the way, let me just show people this. This is InfoWars.net story. British kids encouraged to become climate cops. ads in all the major newspapers saying, report on your parents, create a dossier on them, watch them, report on them. They wear red, black, and white uniforms with khaki Nazi outfits, and there's a polar bear there behind them who's their buddy.
Or a panda, of course. So anyway, it's going to be killer austerity, crushing austerity. My calculation is the U.S. living standard is already down 60% from the LBJ period, approximately.
Yeah, from
and now
the 60s.
They'd like to cut that in half again under the auspices now of left cover. If there's a strike wave, they want Obama in the White House to be able to break a nationwide strike wave or general strike, which might well emerge. And on the global scale, it's the same thing. Now, none of this will make any difference, because remember, what's coming down is 1,000 trillion of derivatives. 1 quadrillion of derivatives have gone into reverse leverage.
And the total crisis, according to other economists we talked to, is 6,000 trillion.
6,000 trillion.
Yes.
Well, that's an interesting figure. I'm going by derivatives, and I think the best estimate I could get is about 1 quadrillion. So it's 1,000 trillion. But it was seeming to me that it would probably be up to 1.2, 1.5 if we're up to 6. Who says 6, Alex?
Well, I've had a lot of different guests on saying the total amount of debt packages, credit cards, mortgages, all the different types of derivatives and leveraging out there, they say it's around 6,000 trillion.
So we're talking 6 quadrillion. Well, that of course makes it even worse. You can see the value of the
entire thing. But no, you're right. I mean, you're right. They say with just derivatives alone, certain types were at 1,000.
Well, this obviously is a black hole that can consume the Earth, because the total value of the planet Earth and everything in it at current rates is about 100 trillion at the very most. So 6,000 trillion, you can see you're just out of the ballpark. There is no way to use austerity to prop up these bankrupt structures of
fictitious
capital.
No, they're just preparing us to be slaves.
But they're going to try, and it will fail. So you'll have basically the decline of civilization unless somebody stops it. Now, in the middle of all that, though, I would say, remember, defeat the number one option of Wall Street. It's clearly Obama. Obama is the facelift for imperialism. He's the credibility for false flag. He's the ability to carry out austerity and strike breaking on the home front. If you defeat Obama, you will have defeated the entire banking establishment and the controlled corporate media. That would then lead to an open field period. Again, if it were McCain, it would be a period of intense fighting and gridlock in the Congress, between the Congress and the president, which would be ideal for radicalizing things, in my view, in a New Deal direction, so that you'd get powerful measures for economic recovery that cannot be this free market stuff, but have to be powerful state interventions to get things going again. In other words, what worked in the 1930s and what would work again is distinct from, well, Bush. Bush is a reincarnation of Herbert.
Yeah, well, see, I disagree with you on Webster. I agree with everything you've said about the world, you know, geopolitical landscape, what's happening, who's behind what. And just like Ron Paul disagrees with you, I disagree with your solution of more government. Now I understand, you know, the magical plan of angels in government that would direct the largesse towards the people and redistribute it. It isn't going to work. The New World Order crowd controlled the left and the right. They controlled the attempted fascist coup with Bush's grandfather behind it, and they controlled FDR. And so that's where we really differ, Webster.
I think it's a mistake to say they controlled FDR. They tried to kill him even before he got into office with that attempted assassination in Miami, and then they tried to organize the Morgan coup to overthrow him. So that was the
relationship. As the McCormick-Dickstein Committee showed.
Right.
Let's go ahead and talk to Peggy in Pennsylvania. Peggy, you're on the air.
Alex, sometimes... Lately, I'm beginning to think that this show is just another disinformation show, and I'll tell you why. It's much ado about nothing. Ron Paul came along, and he seemed to be the perfect candidate for the typical American, intelligent as well as just a normal type of guy. But all of a sudden, he steps down with no, and it was a surprise to all of us. Mr. Tarpley.
And hold on, ma'am. You made quite a claim here. Ron Paul lost, and you asked. We all asked him to run. So we can't be mad at him for not, quote, winning. But he did win tens of millions of hearts and minds. And people did find out about the New World Order and the North American Union and the Trans-Texas Corridor that's in trouble now. And, I mean, that's just an amazing – we have all different types of guests and ideas here, and this is a place for you to think, a place for you to find information and check what we say. I mean, that's – I'm doing the best I can. I'm working 18 hours a day here.
Alex, he lost because of the corruption in the governments. I'm not going to mention any particular –
So how are we bad right now? I want to hear it from you.
All right, I'll tell you. I saw the takeover of Ohio from my own perspective, and I know who did it. I won't mention any names or anything like that. But there is a force behind this that is being that is not being mentioned. And Mr. Tarpley, for instance, claims that he wants Hillary as a substitute because she's easier.
Well, wait a minute, ma'am. Let me ask you a question, Peggy.
Yes.
Did we screen your phone call?
Yeah. He knew it was me, if that's what you're asking.
Pardon me?
The guy that answered me knows my voice, and he knew it was me.
Let's bring John in here right now. Ma'am, we don't screen phone calls. And
Alex, please don't do this.
Are you a schizophrenic? Let me guess. I bet you think the world revolves around you, and we all know who you are, ma'am. I don't know you from Adam.
Alex, shame on you. Shame on your lies.
Are you a schizophrenic?
I never thought that you would do that.
You are a schizophrenic, aren't you, you nutcase?
How dare you, Alex?
All right, let her go. Bring John Harmon in here. You know, I'm tired of these schizophrenics on the Internet. I am really sick of them and their craziness and the fact that people will believe them. They call in here. One yesterday called and said the Earth orbits around her, and she, you know, basically they're the Queen of England, and that's the end of it. And they call in here, and then we don't screen your calls, and they lie and say we do. John Harmon, come in here.
Yeah, the question was, do we screen calls? And she answered yes. I did recognize her voice because she calls in every day, but that doesn't mean we screen calls.
We put her on air. I don't know who she is.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. We put her on air, asked for her name and where she's calling from, and that's it. And she volunteered. She said she disagreed with you and Tarpley. So she went to the head of the line, and that was it.
Okay, well, that's a rarity because I don't recognize her as a routine call, but you did know who she was. Ma'am, we put you on air for her to then accuse us of being bad. And it's just a diversion. The dollar's imploding. Everything's falling apart. And a bunch of people out there can't stay focused on real issues. Yeah, Webster, go
Alex,
ahead.
We have one. We have schizophrenia, of course. But then we have the most dangerous form of schizophrenia is megalomania. Right? The Emperor Nero, Napoleon, people like this.
And that's what
this
Obama has.
That's Obama, absolutely.
Yeah, my whole issue is that you know, this is a show, a platform for you, the listeners, and our guests. And I take a call, and it's you know, we know who she is. I don't know who you are, ma'am. And that you're saying that we won't say who really runs things, but then you won't. You could have said whatever you wanted here, but you chose to do that, and that's part of the meltdown of our society. Let's talk to Lynn in Toronto. Lynn, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, I'm not an ex-queen at all. I'm just Lynn.
Lynn, did we screen your phone call?
Nope, you just said, thank you, please hold, I'll put you through.
Yeah, I'm tired of being accused of this. Go ahead.
At no point have you screened my numbers, you know, and that woman, she seems to me, she could not be specific about anything, you know, and I find the people I'm fighting with up here, same thing. They hit you with a bunch of things, and I think just trying to make...
What's
the
happening is some of the zombies are being woken up, and I'm not trying to be mean to this lady, but I mean others, and they know the government's bad now, but then they can't tell what else is going on. Tarpley, you ever run into that?
Well, you have these Obama trolls, right? That's what I find. Obama.
Well, you think that might be it? She didn't like.
Yeah, sure. As soon as you're rapping Obama, a bunch of trolls come out of the woodwork.
Oh, he didn't win in Ohio, did he?
I'd love to know who took over Ohio. I would have liked to name the names, but it may be another time.
Yeah, but what we're censoring here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Lynn, anything else?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, you're always talking about the police and the, you know, the fact they're not educated properly and dangers here and dangers there. No one ever talks about a group of people, like up here in Canada, we've got them. It's a private corporation, and they now have police powers, and they're very, very anti-public, like very, very anti the people. And totally unaccountable.
Yeah, they're setting up these citizens' squads. They have them in England now.
Well, this comes in the form of what they call a humane society. It's a Toronto group operated illegally for many years, and the government here in Ontario totally sucks up to them. Totally. And I'm sitting back and saying, why? They don't give a damn about animals. Why are they supporting groups who couldn't care less? They've devastated people here
in
Ontario.
Well, they'll use something that sounds reasonable like animals to get you in the process of tattling and spying. Then they move it over into regular spying. Do you agree, Webster?
Again, I think that the big danger right now is this idea of grassroots movements around extreme ecology, animal rights, anything like this. This can become the breeding ground for the next generation of false flags.
Folks, the book is Obama, the Postmodern Coup. Webster Griffin Tarpley. Webster, you're doing a great job. Let me have you up again in the next few weeks for another interview so we can finish up, okay?
I'd be delighted, Alex. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to call you today and set you back up. Thank you, Webster. All right, we'll be back. I've got a key Willie Nelson announcement, and then Mark Hornke.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Be putting out more information by the end of the week, more specifics. You'll probably hear Willie Nelson back on Friday or maybe even on the Sunday show to announce it in his own words. You know, he was here in studio with us last Wednesday. We had him on air last Wednesday. And I had been wanting to have him on about the impeachment hearings, about, you know, pushing to not attack Iran. I called him up that Wednesday. He said, well, I'll just come on today. So we had him on, and a caller called in. I thought about this privately, but subconsciously didn't want all the work and the craziness of a big event. Plus, I don't like asking celebrities for things very often. And the caller says, why don't you have some type of anti-war / 9/11 truth event? And Willie Nelson said, I do that in a minute. So I said, well, let's do it. And on air, he said, okay, let's look at seeing if we can do it. And Willie isn't somebody who, I mean, everything you've heard about him is really the way he is. I mean, somebody can drive by and flip him off and throw something in his car, and he'll say, well, that fella's having a bad day. I mean, he's really just smooth, great guy. And he's been anti-establishment for a long time, but I've now learned for 10 years he's been listening to the show, watching the TV show in Austin. He lives here most of the year in Hawaii, the rest of it. And really woke up to the New World Order. And then I was having an event about 8 months ago when Endgame came out. And all of a sudden people said, Willie Nelson's here. And I was like, yeah, right. And all of a sudden Willie Nelson walked around the back counter where I was signing DVDs and shook my hand and said, I really appreciate the great job you're doing. And I gave him my info, gave me his, and he said, I'll be talking to you. A few months later, he called me and then was a guest on the show, and the rest is history. To make a long story short, I started talking to him Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We are doing an event. It's locked in. And it is going to be a free event. It is going to be free, a free Willie Nelson event. And he is basically, I said, hey, you're the boss. You tell me what to do, or you have somebody else do it, and I'll try to, you know, raise the money for the free event or whatever. And he said, no. He said, you know, you just basically run it. Invite a bunch of big bands. I'll invite some friends of mine. Once they hear I'm involved, a lot of big groups are going to want to come. You've got Farm Aid coming up with Neil Young and a bunch of other people September 20th. This is going to be in October. I will tell you that it is going to be in October. That is when you're going to have this event. I was going to announce it tomorrow, but things got nailed down today. But still, for reasons of espionage and other things, I'm not going to get into specifics probably till Friday or maybe even next week. But this kind of emails I get from Willie. I've talked to him, of course, personally over the phone, but emails as well back and forth. Why don't you put out the word that we are looking for other acts, and let's see who wants to play. I think there'll be a lot. Thanks, Willie. And that's in response to my email. I'm glad that we've nailed down the date. I'm going to call Ventura tomorrow to give him the date. I got to do that when I get off air today. Bleep of 11 is only 2.5 months away, so I don't want to wait too long getting the details on how you want this to go down. And that was the response to this that he sent me here. And also, he said he wants it to be a free event. And another email yesterday. I'm supposed to call him the last 2 days. I'm so busy I can't even call Willie Nelson up. I'm going to be doing that after the show today. And I got to call Ventura. He already said he would come in September or October. He leaves back to Mexico in November. Ventura going public for 9/11 Truth here. You may see some other big people go public for 9/11 Truth at this. It's going to be about 80% don't attack Iran, don't take us into World War III, but it's also going to be 9/11 Truth when you got a Ventura and some other surprise guests that are going to be coming. And this stuff falls right in my lap. I mean, it is providence, ladies and gentlemen. It is providence, and we could have a paid event for $10 or whatever. Guaranteed 30, 40,000 will show up. The place we've got can take 60,000, but there's not parking for 60,000. There's parking for about 35,000. So, folks, you better understand that you're going to have to get bussed in or something to this, because this is going to, this sucker gets, his capacity is exactly 60,000. I think we're going to fill it. So, I mean, this is going to be absolutely incredible. Alejandro Jones, Willie's coming in with his whole band. Some other big people are probably going to be coming in. That's a big donation for them. I mean, their crews are costing them, you know, 20, 30 grand per event. So they're already giving huge amounts. Willie is, and everybody else through that. I've got to spend my kids' college money on this. No, we're probably going to have T-shirt sales there. Hopefully that'll pay for it. If not, I'm going to pay for it. I'm not going to ask for donations for it at this time. It's just, we're doing it. It's free, baby. And that's the way it goes. And I'm not going to let anybody in on exactly the date yet, but you'll probably hear Nelson pop in the near future. What a show today. Webster Tarpley. We've had Stan Monteith, and Lindsey Williams on. We've got Webster Tarpa coming on again next week, and we've got Mark Kornegay in studio.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side over there and spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order.
someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Saying in an email last night to go ahead and announce it. Then I got another one from him about 10 minutes ago that I just read during the break about another location. So, you know what? It might be a place with 20,000, a place with 60,000. We're trying to nail this down. So whoever puts a YouTube together, an earlier announcement, make sure that is on there. That's why this stuff just makes me pull my hair out, because that's why I don't even subconsciously want to do things like this, because then I have to worry about making sure it comes off right. We're just playing Walter Cronkite calling for world government and saying he sits at the right hand of Satan. These people are in your face under Bohemian Grove, member. What a wild day. I found out last night, because one of my engineers went down to the event. He called me and said, oh, I was just down at Brave New Books. Mark Kornke was in town. I said, oh. Is it still going? He said, no, it's about to end. I go, I don't have time to go down then, but I want to meet him in person. I feel like I know him, interviewing him so many times over the years, going back into the mid-90s, and then when he got back out of prison, being shut up now, I said, you know, try to set him up for tomorrow. Well, they were able to get him before he left town. He's with us for the rest of this hour. And we're going to go into overdrive today. We're on AM and FM right now, but about 25 minutes, the main transmission will end, but we'll do about 20 minutes of overdrive. I'd do 5 hours overdrive if Corny could do it. Also, I have to deal with this concert and about 10 other insane things that are going on right now. So as we try to finally nail down this concert that's going on, and I want it to be free. They want it to be free, too. But who knows what's going to happen here when you're dealing with superstars like this. But getting into the whole geopolitical realm, Mark Kornke in studio with us. Mark, good to have you here.
Hey, nice to have you. Alex, you know what? It's always fun to be down here, because down here in Texas, we know it's the big state, and it's got big arts, and we've got big hospitality. That's exactly what we've seen all the while we've been here.
We're down here going crazy, man.
And getting hot, too, because, guys, you can fry out on the pavement right now. Not quite as much as Arizona, but it's getting close there. So we brought eggs, bacon, and if it's a little warmer here after one, we'll do just fine. But, yeah, it's been a great time. We've been here. Appreciate it. And I want to say thank you to all the people who made it possible, because you know, we've been flying on the cuff. We haven't really set a schedule. Everybody that's needed us here, we've taken care of it. So,
Mark, you're here in person. What has it been like in your life when you woke up to the New World Order in the late 80s and now, you know, being one of the leaders of the refounding of the Patriot community, exploding in the 90s, being sent to prison on trumped-up charges with the police on their own squad car running off the road? I mean, it's been quite a saga for you, and I think it's just beginning.
Well, we've actually been, we've been very, very busy, as you know, and as you get into this, you find out there's so much more to do, and that's exciting in of itself, because you get a chance to meet all the people that are out there, and there's a lot of people, like you said, that have been in this before us that passed the torch on, and we're now doing the job that they did at one time. In fact, they didn't have the tools we have. Look at the great trinkets we have to work with that we get the word out. In the past, remember, it used to be, would you like to see a mimeograph?
I've got a UN document, State Department document 7277.
Right, exactly. And it'd be the one thing that they had to work with. Today, we have virtually every media tool at our disposal that our enemy hoped to manipulate and control.
And our enemy was in the old mindset where they could go to a world governance conference and where all these world leaders and Walter Cronkite could call for world government. Now we can go get those old tapes and string 20 of them together with prime ministers and leaders calling for it and say, oh, that doesn't exist. Or we can, through Judicial Watch, go sue and get North American Union documents. In the past, we did that, but you said to hand them out. Now we can give them to millions.
Right, and the other fascinating thing is, don't forget that while Walter was telling you all about certain things from One Direction, he's also the right hand of Satan, in his own words.
Can you believe he said that?
Well, again, you know, remember, wasn't it with Bohemian Grove, as I recall, who was the voice in the background for so many years?
Walter Cronkite.
So let's
see.
So do you think when people use certain words, especially when you see a statement made like that, even if he was trying to work off the cuff, that inventory, that process that he used that became a public statement, was sitting somewhere in his subconscious in some way. He didn't just pull that out of his, you know, out of his back pocket. Usually that represents or demonstrates a mindset, a track, an ideology, a school of thought. And when you capture it like that, they figure it's a nano moment that'll never be captured and brought back again. After all, it's butyl resistant.
Because that was done before the internet age.
That's right.
So now we brought it back from the back from the then to the future.
And that's one of the things for a lot of your listeners right now. There's a lot of new people that are out there that are listening maybe for the first time. But let's say that they've gotten to the internet because they're retired. Now, you're listening out there right now, and you have a collection of beta tapes or VHS tapes, or you were in an industry where you even saved part of what you did reel to reel.
There are old satellite feeds.
That's right. There are old files sitting there where people are listening, and when you hear what you hear on the programming like this during the breaks or when we come back,
it hits a tumbler.
Right. We need your help, too, because you may have the rest of what we don't have. And remember that if you can access and work together with us, we're going to get it out, and now it won't just that nanobyte back in 1964. Now it's the truth brought forward to the year 2008. Think of what a tool that is.
And it's happening more and more.
That's right. So it's changing the dynamics of the battlefield, which is what we've been doing. The other side, well, let's put it this way. I walk all over the place. I go all over the place. And I also make a point of something, doing something everybody listening should do. Do not hesitate to speak. Silence and inaction
is consent.
That's right. It is action. That's the best way to describe it. Remember, the lack of motion is not an inaction. The lack of motion is one of many choices. If you fail to move, your enemy can either, there are two situations. You can fail, you can stop move the motion so that you allow your enemy to move into a position where you can attack them better. Or, if you fail to move and they're on the offensive, you simply become enveloped and overrun. Well, in this case, the whole idea, there's a lot of people out there with all this cool technology that they may have used in the past, and they're thinking, well, it's obsolete. I've got MP3. I've got... No. You have sound bites and you have bits of information and evidence that incriminate and demonstrate over and over again the true culpability of an enemy that we've been facing off and successfully working against. Think about what we've done in the last 20 years. Think about what we've done in the last 10 years. And again, look at the personalities that are coming forward, just like you've described in the program here, that are actually able to lever many, many other people. Now, I'm going to say this. Alex, you got a lot of people. If you have one personality that comes forward, consider this. It's kind of like when government says, well, I got four letters in the mail. People say, well, that's not significant. Wrong. The old formula was if they got four letters in a subject, they knew that so many hundred thousand people were actually thinking the same thoughts. In every situation, just like with these personalities, if you're affecting one or two people that will more than willingly come forward and express their position, that means that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of others that, given that final push, become part of the wave that supports your effort. And that's what's happening right now. That's what you're on the edge of. Most everybody can see this. They sense it, they feel it, they smell it, they touch it, they taste it. And that's where we are with why everybody must speak out. Don't worry about the character that was ridiculing you a year and a half ago. You know what he does now? He does this, Alex. He looks down at the ground. He'll look over anywhere, but he will not look at you when you're speaking.
Well, that is the phenomenon now.
Yes.
But not just looking down. So many people where we planted those seeds. You know, in farming, you might have seeds from 2 years ago, 10 years ago, six right. years ago, that are called volunteers. They sprout up later, or they wash up underneath something and then wash back out. And that's the same thing. We planted billions of seeds. Millions sprouted before. Now millions more are sprouting. And it's almost like we're putting in the info war landmines out. But these landmines don't kill people. They unlock mines.
Knock down walls.
Exactly, in people's minds. And so now we have littered everything with these landmines, and it is unlocking people's minds. It is, you know, the tumblers are unlocking, and they're remembering everything we told them, everything we said, and it's all happening.
Exactly. And the most important thing is this is part of what is the first phase. For years I've argued it's not like you just walk up a series of steps. Each tier, first of all, you got to acknowledge the idea something's different, something's wrong with your environment. And so that's like pulling yourself up to the next step with virtually every ounce of energy you have in your body. You think, now I'm at the plateau where I can see everything. And what you see first is the next step. You realize as you've now opened your eyes, there's something else going on.
Mark, what do you think we're going to see happen in the next 6 months, next year, next 2 years unfolding? I mean, give us your projection.
Well, actually, again, we have the sliding timeline. Number one is we have Jorge Bush II, the best president Mexico has probably ever had, and will. We have perhaps a person who's looking to create a duchy out of Texas and the southwestern United States, if you were just let the timeline go the way it is. However, as again we're seeing, there are obviously enough people involved in government that are concerned with the idea that somebody wants to be expeditionary before he leaves office. not of his own accord. Well, George Bush, if he starts a war with Iran, isn't doing it on his own accord. He's being told by somebody else to do this. As is traditionally the case, if he gets us into a conflict overseas, what's the argument? Well, we're already in it. What did we hear with Iraq? Well, now that we're in it, we can't back out. Now, getting us into Iran, especially being a quack, 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 isn't he a lame duck? That would be one option, but here's the problem. What if, quack, 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 instead of being a lame duck, he becomes a lion and decides to grab hold of the meat and stick? And that's the most realistic scenario. Between a combination of an attack inside the United States, a 9/11 type scenario, which everybody's been talking about, and an attack on Iran, which, of course, would be an aggressive, on a war of aggression, just like the first war of aggression we've been in, you know, with Iraq, you're going to see a situation where there would be greater and greater response from outside the United States and the international community. Now, there's two attitudes, and we've already heard this, and you're seeing this. We need to take Americans to the international court. Now, I understand that that sounds good.
That sets the precedent for
air.
Well, it's the same thing in England. They have all this tyranny, and then the EU keeps ruling for liberty. But inside the EU, it's total tyranny. They're only setting the precedent in people's minds that that's the court of justice.
And then all of a sudden, we go to a higher tier, alien to the United States, outside American jurisprudence. And so it's for them, their perception is one way or another, they can make this a win-win. In other words, how do you take and turn a mud pie into a something edible? You have to, one way or another, even though it looks bad for us, for them, they're directing the actions in such a way that if we decided that we can't really deal with this in the American system, we'll take him to the world court. Taking them to the world court means that we then have what's the appeals process with this? Where do you go? And how do you control or regulate a process that is so far away from the people that there is no control or regulation? That once, as we've already seen with centralized American government, if you let all the power gravitate to a position so far away you can't see what's going on, the scallywags gravitate there, how can anybody with any intelligence argue that the United Nations, the World Court, and all of these other structures, who would answer now to no one, wouldn't gravitate to the exact same policy that we were already complaining about with Washington?
Well, they constantly do this. Clinton's so evil, Bush is going to come in and save us. Clinton's been so bad, now Bush is the savior. And then, we get George Bush, and now he's been really bad, so Barack Obama is going to save us. And it's the same left-right paradigm, or Tory versus Labor, where they control both sides. And I know this is simple to the listeners, but the general public doesn't understand this, and it's literally just a new sheet of paper for the birdcage liner. And then after 4 to 8 years, they remove that piece, or be it 6 years in England or whatever, and they just remove it. Same thing in Israel, same thing in Germany. We have to get back to basic issues to try to explain this to the public, issues of liberty. But a lot of people thought Bill Clinton was going to go for martial law because we saw the plans, executive orders, the gear up. But that started before even Reagan. And it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger now where they could try it. But it may be a Barack Obama that does it. It may be a John McCain. But you're saying you think there's a lot of evidence that it may happen now.
Well, that's the first window, is there's a sliding scale. If Bush decides to make the effort to do this, the problem that we have is how many people, for instance, in the military would actually go along with it.
Well, if there's a terror attack, even if people are awake, it tends to make a lot of people who are on the fence go ahead and get in line.
Right. The way that this would have to be done is from the military perspective and other people who are in agencies even who do not go along with or agree with what's happening, there would have to be a very quick containment bubble to restrict it from expanding into the crisis mode, which is what they want.
And by the way, this isn't a radical thing we're saying. Under Nixon, the military and others, it was publicly said and Congress said, do not launch any military operations, do not stage any events.
Right, exactly. However, go back before that, just exactly something that everybody has disclosed. You've had it in your videos, Operation Northwood, which goes back before Nixon.
And Kennedy said no, and they killed him.
And that's where, again, now when people ask, well, why would they have said that to Nixon? Inside the system, they already understood, because of the documents that now have been declassified, they knew within the system that that was a possibility. In fact, it was a probability.
On September 12th, in the Washington Post, they had a Pentagon report put out from the Navy. Remember that, saying Israel is capable of staging false flag, staged terror events as a pretext to launch a war in the Middle East.
Exactly.
Now, again, we had those warnings, those leaks slipping out there. Somebody declassified Operation Northwoods when it wasn't supposed to be declassified, slipping things out. So we have a lot of friends inside the government.
The system understands that this scenario, if it's played out, if you're an analyst of any kind, if you're a person working within the system in any way with authority or with responsibility, that you can walk through step by step to see the end result. And it's so obvious now that it goes back to H.G. Wells, what he stated in The Open Conspiracy. Said at a given point, it would become so obvious that it would be impossible to hide the agenda. And that at that point, it would be the most dangerous for the ring knockers, for the, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, whoever, the Bilderbergs, in that what would happen is all of their actions could be seen by even the most naive of individuals, or at least they would ask questions. The problem is that they're not all powerful. This is what people make a mistake on. They want everybody to believe that, but that goes back to the basic rules of warfare, be it European philosophy or Asian. That the basic rule is to convince your enemy that the war is lost
before the first arrows left the bow, as you said, Sun Tzu. But we're going to go to break and come back with the final main transmission and then do 20 minutes if you can do it in overdrive just for internet audience alone. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars stream listeners. You're absolutely right about that, Mark. So we'll come back and get more into those issues with Mark Kornke. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll also give you Mark's numbers before he leaves us. And we're going to come back and talk about Admiral Fallon and some of the other brass leaving. We'll get his take on what that means. Stay with us.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Final segment, the main radio broadcast with Mark Kornke, who is here in town. It's great to be able to meet him in person all these years, talking to him over the telephone or on the radio. We're going to have him on with us for 20 minutes. That's the 3:20 Central Standard Time. fact, I'm going to give you my local studio number for anybody that wants to call in and talk to Mark in that commercial-free segment. Then on the web, the rebroadcast will begin from the first 3.5 hours of the show with Lindsey Williams. We had back on today Dr. Stan Monteith, Webster Griffin Tarpley, and, of course, Steve Watson as well. And that's the issues I wanted to bring up to you, Mark. He opens up the Sunday paper. In England, Steve Watson lives in London. British kids encouraged to become climate cops. You go to the website, they wear uniforms. It says report on your parents, it's climatecops.com. They build a dossier on your parents. You spy on them and report back to the government. This is what Barack Obama's calling for, everything we've said, but they're really announcing it right now. Your take.
Well, it's interesting. That's exactly where I'd go. Isn't it fascinating? See, everybody, most people say, well, this is a unique idea by this dynamic individual who just pulled this out of his hind end. It was a plastic bag, okay? And it was very messy, very stinky, but he took the plastic bag off, and look what he discovered! When in reality, what we see is, and they don't expect this to happen, is for everybody to be able to demonstrate a coordinated effort by a series of individuals who supposedly are disassociated. Remember, they'll claim, oh, I don't know who that guy is. Well, wait a minute, okay, the exact same thing that you just proposed here in the United States, this shyster over in England just dropped in everybody's lap.
And in Australia, they're telling him a new law, 4-minute showers. I mean, it's just all about we control the resources.
Except, you know, and there again, what's fascinating about that is, and again, purely control. It's just the idea of control. When you look at the changing technologies, when you have all the conservation and recycling systems in place, why would you have to take a 4-minute shower? The system is, you know, for instance, understanding...
But they're not doing any of the real good environmental stuff.
Oh, no. It's purely designed to get you into the nutcase scenario of being a plebe, you know, being a slave, being a peon. Otherwise, think about it. With closed system technologies, I got into this years ago back in the 70s.
Well, they told us it's going to be a rationing carb. Everything you buy is on that. It also surveils you.
Well, that goes right back to the Soviets. Remember, people used to stand in line for toilet paper every day. People used to stand in line for toothbrushes every day.
Making you dependent on the state.
And again, for everybody to say, well, if they just gave it a chance, it had a chance. It killed 100 million people. It lasted 70 plus years. It fogged off into history only so it could be changed. The amoeba could
Lead
shift
packaged.
Over. Yeah, and drop itself right in the middle of the United States and the unfortunates in England. And the fun and the comical part about it is, I'm sorry, guys, but I would guess that George Orwell was right. 1984, guys, come on.
Well, this is directly out of that.
Exactly. Right.
It's a playbook when you read the website.
Except that an interesting thing, years ago, my father had to take some additional college classes. He worked as an apparatus supervisor in designing equipment for the fire department that he worked for. And one of the things back in the 70s that came up with these honest college professors who were talking about engineering and also economics, they said, chances are, and this was said, I had a class at Eastern Michigan. He took a class at Eastern Michigan with a totally different professor. And both of them said the same thing. They said, chances are, within a very short period of time here, we are going to be waging, we're going to have a war waged against us, and we are going to have to fight, and we are going to have to kill the ecologists, the eco-freaks, because what's going to happen is they're going to deem, and he said, watch how this works.
They understand it's about getting control of resources.
And killing people. The bottom line is, what's the agenda you keep hearing? We've got to kill off 80%. Well, you know what I say, as I've said before, them first. You go jump off the cliff like the lemming and let me watch. Oh, that doesn't look good, Alex. I don't think we'll do that. We'll stay here and let the next lemming. Those ecologists don't bounce very well.
But again, and it's about co-opting real environmental and conservation.
That's right. In other words, we have good projects and policies we can implement. They're just not being implemented. Or if they are, the idea is to still keep you in a narrow track that appeared to put you in a time lock 20 years old.
Okay, we're going to be right back in Overdrive. One place to listen on the streams at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. In fact, we're just going to continue rolling right now for everybody at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.